A federal judge in Winston-Salem today said the state's process for handling challenges to a voter's registration, quote, sounds like something that was put together in 1901. Judge Loretta Biggs had pointed questions about the cancellation of nearly 7,000 voter registrations in 8 counties over the past 2 years. The North Carolina NAACP is suing North Carolina, and much of the focus is on recent cancellations in Cumberland and Moore counties. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk was in the courtroom today, and he joins us now. Michael, what stood out?
One of the key questions is whether the National Voter Registration Act applies to those cancellations. The State Board of Elections argues it does not because private citizens were challenging them with county boards, not the state itself. It didn't help the state's case that an attorney for a county board of election called the state God when it comes to elections. He said the county boards fall under it. Judge Biggs said the actual removal of a voter is a state action, regardless of who initiated the challenge. That lines up with how the U.S. Justice Department tried to clarify the law in a recent court filing.
Okay, but states then do have the ability to clean up their voter rolls. Why does the North Carolina NAACP say this went too far?
It's about timing and notice. For one thing, states are not allowed to do a systematic house cleaning of their voter rolls within 3 months of the election. Judge Briggs seemed to agree that the scale of the recent cancellations rises to that level. And two, federal law says unreturned mail isn't enough to immediately cancel someone. You have to also wait to see if they vote during the next 2 federal elections. The time from first mailing to cancellation was only a few months for some of the voters here.
Well, the judge also had a lot of questions about those mailings. What did they reveal?
They confirmed that a handful of private citizens have been essentially phishing via mail to challenge thousands of voter registrations. They send out letters and see what comes back undeliverable. Almost all of the challenges are tied to the Voter Integrity Project, a small group in Raleigh. An attorney for the North Carolina NAACP said the right to vote should not depend on responding to a mass mailing from a private party. That lack of response is what starts the challenge process, and then counties send out another mailing to the voter.
So, Michael, are the counties sending that to the same address that already didn't work?
In most cases, yes. Some county boards try to search around to find other information or addresses, but attorneys for the counties say they're stuck with limited information. Judge Biggs asked if that means voters don't know they're being challenged, and that is certainly a possibility. After all, very few of the voters who are challenged show up to the hearings that are part of their process.
So is that why Judge Biggs described the state's process as something that was put together in 1901?
It's certainly part of it. You know, Mark, there may be a racial undertone to this, too. After all, the North Carolina NAACP alleges some of the cancellations targeted African Americans, although the co-founder of the Voter Integrity Project told us that's not true. The state board submitted data showing the percentage of those challenged who are African American is about what you would expect based on the racial breakdown of inactive voters overall. But really, the focus today was on the law. Judge Biggs at one point said the National Voter Registration Act does not attach color to this.
So this is about state law on private challenges potentially conflicting with federal law. North Carolina's attorneys say the majority of states allow private citizens to challenge voter registrations. What were the arguments on that?
The state said Judge Biggs may set a new standard here, depending on her ruling. But Judge Biggs was clear this case is not about whether private challenges are okay, period, but whether the extent of what's happening in North Carolina is a systematic purge based on very little evidence. It was also interesting to hear all of the sides in the case discuss the spirit of the law. So in the old days, this idea of private citizens challenging their neighbors was supposed to be based on personal information. With today's technology, anybody with a computer and postage stamp money can challenge massive numbers of people. Even the county boards of elections today said they have concerns about how this process has evolved.
Michael, the election is less than a week away. What are the judge's options?
So Judge Biggs can uphold the cancellations. She could reinstate those canceled over the past 2 years. that are part of this case. That's what the NAACP is asking for. However, state and county boards said there could be problems with that option for people who moved and basically did the right thing, because it would reset their registration back to their old county, so now they couldn't vote where they actually live. Another option then would be to allow all of the challenged folks to vote provisional ballots that would then let the county boards double check based off of a list to see who was on these challenges. And a ruling, as you said, Mark, with how tight we are to the election, a ruling could come as soon as this evening.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, interesting case. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll continue to follow that.